Whether you're handy or all thumbs, you're listening to the Home Improvement Show. CJAD 800.
And the number to call if you want to talk to Walter Assey from Renovco, 514-790-0800. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's still winter.
What the heck? It's bipolar.
This is not what we signed up.
I mean, we didn't sign
yesterday
up.
Yesterday I was ready to mow the lawn, and today I'm shoveling snow.
I know. I was just admiring my lawn the other day. I said, oh, look at that. Not a speck of snow, and boom. Anyways, it's not going to last because it's going to clear, and we're going to have a decent week with some sunshine and highs in the double digits, but I guess it's the last kick at the can for winter, maybe?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Every now and then, I think, we get the odd snow in April, right?
We would, and every now and then, not every now, every time we have nice weather, we have to pay the price for it. That's how it feels. Like,
you sound bitter.
I am. About the weather, always.
514-790-0800 if you want to talk to Walter from Renovco. What kind of week did you have?
I had a busy week, productive week. Now, the season is in full throttle, like they say. We're doing a lot of preparation, so it's announcing to be a busy time. A lot of people are investing in their homes, and that's what happens when you don't have certain times. Eh? People kind of hunker down and invest in what they have and make it better.
You know, tomorrow when Dr. Labos is on with me, we're going to go through a bit of a checklist, you know, when you turn 40 and the different tests maybe you should be on the lookout for and screenings to keep you healthy. When you're heading into the spring and summer season, is there a checklist that you could put together of things that you should take a look at as you move into a new season?
Absolutely. Absolutely. From the winter, we've had a few windy days. Actually, we had a couple of weeks ago winds more than 100 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, and the garbage can is no longer where you think it is outside. It's
exactly. So that takes a toll on a home, especially if you are in an area where you have, it's a wind tunnel or in a corner of a lot. So that, you'll be surprised, in certain cases to see the shingles missing or siding missing or a soffit that flew off or a piece of gutter that detached. So that's the first thing you wanna see when the weather is nice. You wanna do around and kind of take care of these things. These are the urgent things. Obviously, the landscaping. If anything happened again, if you see that the water is directed towards your home, the landscaping is slanted negative slope and what have you. So all of these things, it's a good time now to look at them. Then you transition into the design things and the things that can get you the more comfort and so on and so forth. Like I had a homeowner the other day who was telling me how he did things, and something did not make sense because he did his kitchen, he did his roof, his kitchen, his bathroom, and then his roof leaked exactly where the bathroom is, and it went all the way down to his kitchen. So technically, should have done it the other way around. So there have to be some order in your priorities. I know the things that make us happy are the things that we like to look at, like kitchens, bathrooms, and what have you. They improve our life.
That's the fun stuff.
That's the fun stuff, and we like to do that first. But it's not necessarily the most strategic opinion.
All right. 514-790-0800 to talk to Walter. Free advice. He's here for the full hour, so call now. You can text in as well at 514-800. You know what all neighbors should do is, the person who lives across the street from you should invite you in, go upstairs to their second floor, and you get the best view of your roof when you look across the street.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a bit of a weird way of doing it.
Excuse me, if you don't mind, I'm going upstairs.
Your neighbors might think you're a freak, but...
because we were invited once, we were over at the neighbors directly across the street, lovely people, Sylvia and Barry, and they were showing us around the house, and I got a really good look at my roof from across the street, from upstairs on their second floor.
So I bet you just wanted to meet them for that particular reason. Huh?
I brought a bottle.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying?
I mean, look, the best way I find, if you don't want to go up to your roof, is to drone it. Just
drone it.
And you can actually have high resolution. You can, you will see it a lot clearer because, in a lot of cases, what you want to look at is the flashing around the chimneys. You want to just look at the condition of the roof. You want to look at a certain, if you wish, certain things in the roof that could potentially leak. If you have a skylight, the status of the flashing around it, the plumbing vents. There's a lot to look at the roof and that you want to see at, so drones now are cheap to buy, and their camera resolution is actually impressive.
Yeah.
And a lot of roofers actually now, they don't even
go up
on the roof anymore. They just drone. And
for that inspection, you mean?
For the inspection, and then from there you can,
Sure, all right.
And they Google map, they do a Google map of the home, so they can measure it up. So,
514-790-0800. Thomas texted in here at 514-800. How often should we drain the water from the hot water tank?
Once every 3 years is a good practice. In areas where you have hard water, that have to be a bit more, I would do it at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually would have hard water when you have well water. Okay. And something that is common with that would be when you start seeing that the water is smelling like eggs, rotten eggs.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So believe it or not, in this case, this is a very common problem. It's not, and I've had people where actually they change the hot water tank for that reason. So what you need to do in this case is very simple. You change the sacrificial rod in the hot water tank. Because
the sacrificial rod.
That's right. It's a rod that is screwed from the top. You unscrew it. You need to have special tools for that. You take it out. Some people just completely take it out. I don't recommend it. You have to replace it with aluminum type sacrificial rod. Because the ones that they come standard, they tend to rust. They're metal, so they tend to rust, and that is what makes that foul smell. So if you have that, then and if you have that type of water, I personally would do it once a year in this case, at least.
There you go, Tom. 514-790-0800 is the line if you want to call and talk to Walter. We'll sneak in a Noel. Hi, Noel.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. You're calling from Ville Saint-Laurent, I think.
Yes.
Very good. Your question for Walter.
Yes, I'm the owner of a new home, flat roof. And I'd like to know, does Renovco do flat roofs?
We do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
So I just need to call your company and...
Yeah,
yeah.
What? How old is your roof now?
I believe it's about 13 years old.
13 years is young. You don't really need to change your roof at 13 years old. Why are you planning to change your roof?
I could be wrong on the date.
Okay.
Okay, but did someone tell you that your roof is due to be changed?
Well, I had the inspection go up, and there was some puddles of water, and there's some water leaks coming through on the side inside of one of the buildings.
Okay.
So
let me ask you: is it a tar and gravel roof or a elastomeric roof?
No, tar and gravel, because I was interested in the TPL roof.
TPO.
TPO. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I would do is inquire really, one is what's the age of the roof before I maybe venture necessarily into a complete changing of the roof. Tar and gravel should serve you well 20 to 25 years. Okay.
Okay. Because my concern is that there's a hatch from the balcony in the back to go up into the roof.
Yeah.
Which is not very far. And I noticed when you open the hatch, you can see some of the structures, and they're all rotted. So I just wanted to make sure that the foundation of the roof was strong enough to hold the snow for another few years.
Okay, so we have to make a distinction between the two issues here, and that's very important, Noel. The number one thing is there might have been a bad decision done by the roofers originally. So maybe it's not the roof decking itself that is the problem. Maybe they should have removed and replaced some rotten wood or some rotten insulation, and they have not. So the decking could be still in good shape, but believe it or not, the wood underneath it is not. And that's unfortunately a common practice with bad roofers.
Okay.
So that's where you're going to need to make your distinction. The good news could be that, you know, it may be in certain sections, not probably generalized. Usually it's where the water leaked before. So, you know, you might have to change 10% of the wood on your roof rather than everything else. But that you'll only know when you completely remove the roof and the decking and everything else.
All right.
So there might be just, it might be, you might be, we might be needing to follow certain steps beforehand.
All right.
Okay.
There you go, Noel.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a 915 call now at 514-790-0800. Joanne in Chamonix is standing by. So again, 514-790-0800. Coming right back in just a couple of minutes.
You might just need to tighten the thingamajig on the whatchamacallit. This is the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
Certainly is, with Ken Connors and Walter Assey, president of Renovco. Let's go to Joanne in Chamonix. Joanne, hello.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Did I speak to you last week?
Yes, that's why I'm calling back.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yes, we had someone come and give us an estimate for our insulation in our attic.
Oh, okay.
And he did say that the soffits were blocked. But my question is that we have like an overhang in the soffits on the outside of the house. And he mentioned that he says those are blocked because there's plywood between the aluminum. And I'm just saying, he said, we have to remove the plywood and reinstall the aluminum. And in my mind, I'm saying, well, what's going to hold them together?
Hmm.
Okay. So it's just to kind of circle back. The soffits, when they were first introduced in our architecture in Quebec, we didn't understand attic ventilation as well.
Okay,
that's how the code kind of evolves. It's they realize, oh, you know what? If we do the soffits this way, you know, we're going to have condensation, we're going to have wood rot, and we should do this and do this and do that. And that's why I always say that the building code is the contractor's best friend. It's not his enemy. It's not really to make you do more work or spend more money. It's literally based on science and research. Okay, so originally when they would, your home is built in the 1960s. I was going to say 60s, 50s is a common problem. So what they used to do in those days, they didn't have the new soffit, the aluminum soffit look. So what they would do is they would build, they build it up in wood. And every now and then they will introduce like an air register, like those ones that you have in your home, except the louvers are way, they're made way tighter and way closer.
Okay.
And that was the way they would introduce air to the attic. But that's nowhere near enough to what you really need to get air into your attic. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what the minimum requirement is, and that way you can understand what needs to be done. So what you need is a minimum of a 2-inch trench that is continuous. Okay? So let's say you have your soffit now, and your soffit is what, maybe 12 inches to 18 inches in certain cases, 24 inches in others. If you would put 2 inches trench in that should suffice. That's the minimum standard. I would go 4-6 inches, whatever I can. In certain cases, if you can remove it all and then put it. The soffits, they really will attach to the edges. They can do blockers in certain cases if they have nothing to attach to, but you do have enough for the soffits to be screwed in to this to the structure, so I'm not really worried.
Okay.
What might worry me a bit more is the condition of your soffits when he's going to manipulate them, take them out and take them in.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is they're standard, so you might want to buy a few sheets and have them handy. So if something is damaged or bent or not in a great shape, you could just replace them. They're not very expensive to replace.
Okay, well, I did mention that to the gentleman that came here, and he says, oh, we usually have extras in our car or in our van. Yeah.
So that's awesome. You might have one issue with the color, though, although it's white. So if you remember where you bought yours, because there's different manufacturers, right? So let's say, for example, your soffits are made by Kaycan and he have Gentech in his truck. It's not the right, it's not the same white. So you might see a demarcation when they install it. I mean, and if the soffits are old enough as well with the grime and everything else,
right,
you might see that. And if it doesn't bother you, it's fine. If not, you might just want to research it a little bit more just to ensure that you're getting the right manufacturer at a minimum. Okay. The most common are Kaycan and Gentech. That's what we use a lot in Quebec. So
what was the name? Sorry?
Kaycan.
Kaycan. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the second one?
Gentech.
Gentech.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, again, it's what you could do is you could go get samples from these two manufacturers and, you know, see which one is the closest if you don't know where you bought it from originally.
Suits you best, yeah.
Okay. And another question, Walter, is that he said he was just going to do the front and the back of the house, not the sides. Should he be doing the four sides of the house?
Not necessarily, no. He might be right, because don't forget, it's where we want our intake to be.
Okay.
So he will, wherever the intake is where you need your opening.
Okay.
If you do too much, then you're not going to get that suction that you require. So it might be counterproductive. That's fine. That's very common as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
My pleasure. Good luck, Joanne.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 9:28, 2 minutes to go before our newscast. We have a couple of people lined up. I think we'll wait to get to them, Walter, just on the other side.
You're the boss.
So, I know.
I'm just a soldier.
You know what? I don't want to throw this one at you because it sounds like you're going to give me a meaty answer. I'm still going to wait on this text. Morning, guys. 4-year-old house in Laval. I get reddish yellow rings around the drain. Comes off with cleaner, but I also get dark stains in the toilet more often than I used to. I have to scrub those at least once a week. Could it be the city pipes?
No.
I need to have my water tested? That's from Rob in Laval.
That's more likely than not what we call, believe it or not, pink mold.
Pink mold.
Yeah. So more often than not, it's not the water. It's you could simply clean it with bleach.
Mm.
If you have any areas in your, like if it's a kitchen sink that you have that issue, typically try not to keep a lot of food in the sink for a long period of time. Because that creates bacteria, and then the bacteria creates those rings.
Mm-hmm.
So more often than not, it's not the water, it's the actual habitat around it. So even in a sink, if it's not draining properly and you have water, or you know, it doesn't, or the drain is slow draining, and you have water that's kind of stagnates for a while, that creates that type of growth, bacteria growth.
Very good. 514-800 is the text line. Phone number to talk to Walter on the air in the second half of the show here on the Home Improvement Show is 514-790-0800. Just a little programming note. We will not have the car show or Mandy Robertson and the wine show unwind because beginning at 10 o'clock, we will take you live to Notre Dame Basilica for our live coverage with our friends at CTV of the state funeral for the former Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney. All right, time for the news.
You're listening to The Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
That guy right there is the guy with all the answers and all the advice, Walter Assey, all his years of experience from Renovco, the president, and he's here to take your call at 514-790-0800. Let's go to Chris in LaSalle. Chris, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Tell Walter about this issue with your solarium.
Yeah, years ago, I extended my balcony on the second floor, and they put a fiber balcon on top. Well, they replaced it and they put a fiber balcon. And then 7 years ago, I closed it off and made a solarium. And everything is good. Now it's about 2-3 years. Every time we get in the spring, I always get two spots in the solarium from the ceiling because there's a soffit. It leaks like a black liquid, but it only happens in the spring. I guess it could be from condensation, and then it just drips because the sun beams off on it. And then when the sun goes away, it stops. And then the next time that the sun comes back out, it gets hot, and then it starts dripping, and then goes away when the sun goes away. And it's about now, it's going to be, this year will be the third year. Because a few weeks ago, we had a warm day, and the sun was really hot, and that's when it dripped again, yeah. And now it hasn't dripped since. So I don't know what to do, because it's a soffit on the ceiling, and there's a fiber balcon on top of that.
Okay. So what is probably happening is really condensation in the void. I'm going to call it an attic for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. What is it? So there's no insulation there, right? And this is
there's no insulation. And just I forgot to tell you, it's a three seasons, not a four seasons.
Correct. So what's happening is in that particular void, you have it because of the presence of the soffits. The temperature is kind of warmer inside. Yeah. So what happens is, whenever you have the sun hitting it, that's when it's going to magnify the condensation. Oh. So whatever is in there frozen starts to melt and it drips.
Okay.
The reason you're seeing it, the color black is just because it's, we call it category 2 water. So it's water that comes with whatever is, you know, whatever area is coming. So if it creates like a channel and it moves on the soffit or the wood, and it carries that debris with it. Mm-hmm. So the color usually is grayish black.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a three-season solarium, there's not much you could do. If it's really becoming an issue that is bothersome and the water is causing some damage, what you might want to consider is potentially urethaning that attic to help the issue. To spray foam that particular void.
Okay, what is urethaning?
It's an insulation that is sprayed.
Okay? Okay.
And
so
it's
I could open up the soffit a little bit, and there's lights in the solarium, so I could take off the lights. Ceiling lights, mm-hmm. LED ones. I could take it off and then spray this stuff.
Yes, exactly. Why I'm saying this is because it's a three season. Urethane is waterproof, so if there's any moisture that touches it, it's not going to lose its R value. If you put fiberglass, it's a lot cheaper, but as soon as it's going to get wet, you're going to lose your R value. So you're going to have to do that party one more time. That's pretty much it. The fact that you have LED lights in the soffit helps. If you would have had hot lights or the halogen ones, it would have been even worse.
Okay.
Yeah, because exactly what you said. A few weeks ago, it was maybe 10 degrees outside, but with the sun inside the solarium, it went up to almost 78 degrees. And that's when I noticed that it leaks.
Yeah.
And then it disappears.
Yeah.
But I checked the fiber balcon. It looks still good. I don't see any holes. I don't see any cracks. So I go, I thought it was maybe a leak, a crack underneath the fiber balcon that creates this black stuff. But like you said, it's probably...
Talking about the fiberglass roof, okay? When you say fiber balcon, right? That's what
It's a fiberglass balcony.
Yeah.
But underneath it, like the roof of it, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a trick. Usually if this is where it's leaking from, just so you can go with process of elimination and like rest your mind on this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're going to have a different circumstance of leaking, meaning it would never happen when it's sunny. If let's say it's free of snow and ice on top,
mm-hmm.
it would happen when it's rainy or when the weather,
never get nothing.
Yeah. So that is without a shadow of a doubt, a condensation issue.
Okay, good.
So that's the good news for you, is that you can zero in on the problem and attack it head on.
Okay, right. Urethane is a can that I could buy at either
You can buy it's two cans that are that you can buy if it's not a big area. You can buy it from any of the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
It's two cans that they mix a solution together and you spray it. Cheap. It's not cheap to buy.
Okay.
The other way you can potentially see, if let's say it's becoming budget prohibitive for you to do all of this work, You could simply try by removing the soffit completely, not to create two climate zones, if you wish.
Yeah, it's because, Walter, it's because I did the solarium after the fact. The doors are between the soffits, like, because the it's going to, I would have to take everything right off. And then it's a bigger job than...
Not a problem. Got it.
I mean, if that's the case, because it's only leaking at always, but past, it'll be the third year now, at the same two spots from this ceiling every year.
So your issue is definitely condensation.
Well, thank you, Walter. Thank you so much. At least I know that that's what it is, and I'm going to go buy that product and spray it. And I spray it directly on the...
On the wood.
On the fable balcon and underneath. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so
much. Thanks, Chris. Have yourself
a
wonderful
day, Walter. Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Brings us to 9:44. Getting a couple of texts. People are wondering, because I'm going to leave the weekend show and Joanne's going to take over. They say, is the Home Improvement Show going to continue? It will continue. You will be here, and Joanne will be sitting in this chair.
We're not a package deal, right? That's what you're saying? You go, I go with you?
I tried to work that out, but they said no. They drew the line. But yeah, the Home Improvement Show will continue. So will the trivia show.
I'm too young and beautiful to retire, Ken.
We're going to talk. If you want to talk to that guy, call now. There's still time. 514-790-0800. It's 9:45. Hi there, it's Ken, jumping in for Electrica Home Services, the experts you can trust. So let me ask you this. How did your home heating system perform this winter? Were you happy with the airflow in your home, or does your ventilation need to be adjusted? Along with handling all of your home's electrical needs, that one phone call to Electrica Home Services takes care of your heating and cooling issues as well. 514-768-7778. Electrica Home Services have also partnered up with Lennox, that trusted and well-established name in the industry. So it's great customer service, thorough and guaranteed work, and always there when you need them. That's Electrica with a K.ca.
This is the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
It certainly is. And the show would go a lot better if I turn my microphone on. 9:50, 10 away from 10 o'clock. Walter Assey from Renovco is answering your calls. And thank you for being patient. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just got back from Florida a while ago, and I noticed that while we're there, my skin feels great because the water is so soft. As soon as I get back, you know, it goes back to very, very, very hard water and scaly skin. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do about that.
Yeah, absolutely. What area do you live in, Anne?
We're in the East End.
Okay, you're on city water?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the ways is you could install a water softener system.
Uh-huh.
Colligan's is one of the companies that do that. And what that does is it improves the quality. It makes it a softer. So it removes all that extra hardness in the water. The only downside to it is the fact that you would have to add salt to the system. Mm. And you have to be very...
vigilant?
Very vigilant or very...
hands-on?
Committed to it, because without the salt doesn't work. But yeah, that's definitely one way you could go.
Right. Is there any way that we could just get the soft water in the shower?
I wouldn't see why you would just want to do that, because once you install that system, they salt on the main, and it gives you that throughout the whole house.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's just... better for you in general, really.
And do you have any idea how much that would cost?
Depending on the size of the house, the size of the unit, it can start from 3,000 all the way to 6,000.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I thought there was a simpler solution, a less expensive solution.
The price of softer skin, Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah, softer skin.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. We have time to get to... this is Matthew in Pointe Claire. Matthew...
Hi.
What's going on with the attic?
Just a question. I wanted to potentially make my attic into an additional room in my house. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what are the top three issues to look out for, concerns when starting this renovation?
Well, the number one issue, to see if your trusses were actually fabricated initially to receive a room in your attic. Mm-hmm. Because that would have been meaning, I mean, that's something that you can easily check. You go in and you into the attic and you see if there's room or there's any structural elements that will impede you from building a room in your attic.
Mm.
Is there a way? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, repeat that again.
I was wondering is if there are any issues with any issues that I can work around. For example, can I work around any impeding issues or structural issues in the attic, or once it's set in stone, it's set in stone?
It's set in stone when it comes to trusses. So okay. The only way you can go about it is by replacing those particular trusses or that area of the roof that you're doing the attic. Because it will have to be designed as an additional floor, if you wish. So the whole design of it will actually have to be replaced. But in certain cases, if you come up and you see that there's no impediments, then you don't have a problem at all.
Okay.
The space, fantastic. The structure, the slope. There's many different things you look at, but I mean, you begin with you come up and you see do you have enough height as well? Not just if the trusses are built for a cathedral or for an attic reception, that doesn't mean that you can if you have five feet of height, right? So that brings you to another issue. So I would start with Matthew is you go up to the attic and you kind of have a general feel. And if it looks right and feels right and there's no impediments, then it's doable. If not, what you want to consider is changing those trusses to new trusses that will accommodate your request and your height and your space.
Walter, thank you very much. Is there a ballpark figure to keep in mind when looking or shopping around for this renovation?
It's not a question of a ballpark figure. It depends on how far things have to go. If you already have the space for it, it's not as bad. Now it becomes just a question of, finishing things and creating a staircase and so on and so forth. Understood. If not, it takes you to a different level of complexity, unfortunately.
Understood. Walter, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Matthew.
So, Matthew, before I let you go, one idea.
Yeah.
If you find that there's going to be certain complexities, and more often than not there is, you might want to think of extending backwards or sideways rather than upwards.
I see. Yes. A lot of my neighbors have done this. They would extend it backwards and sideways, but I'll be the only one on my block. It's a detached house, a semi-detached house. We'll be going upwards. So I thought, upwards. Right. No, definitely sideways doesn't make a lot of sense. I've seen it executed on the street as well. So that makes sense, yes.
Matthew, good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too. We have about 2 minutes to sneak in one last call, I think. Sonia?
Hi.
We have about 2 minutes, so you want to talk about the...
Quick.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got three halo lights in the renovated bathroom about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we heard a little something, and they all went off at the same time. And I'm wondering if it's from wiring, because they all went at the same time. They're gone.
Hmm.
Okay. You obviously checked the breaker?
Oh, yes.
And the breaker is on?
Yeah.
Put the breaker on the off and then put it back on position, right? Okay, and they're still off.
Yeah.
So the problem, more often than not, is not the actual lights. Are these halogens or are they halogens
halo.
Or they're halo? Okay. So, halo. And how many lights do you have on that?
Three in the bathroom.
Okay. So more often than not, the problem is not the light. The problem is the switch.
Okay.
Okay. It could happen sometimes that, when they originally installed it, something is loose inside and just now decided that that's the end of that story. Is it on a dimmer or it's on a regular switch?
Yes, it is. It's on a dimmer. Mm-hmm.
So probably it's a defective dimmer that you would need to change, okay, mm-hmm. or just a loose connection inside the switch.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sonia.
Have a great week ahead.
You too.
Talk to you tomorrow, Ken.
Thanks. Absolutely. All right. I'm not going to talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Next Saturday morning, he will be here to answer all your calls and questions on the Home Improvement Show. That's Walter Assey from Renovco. Drive safe.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right, 9:57. News is standing by, and then we'll get to our live coverage of the state funeral for former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. All right, we're covering that for you between 10 and 1. Stay right here on CJND 800.